When I hear these words, blessed are the eyes that see what you see, I think about Simeon in the temple saying, you know, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace, for my eyes have seen. For my eyes have seen, you know, the glory of your people Israel, a light to the nations. This is when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus, the baby Jesus, to the temple to be presented. And Simeon's like, I've seen. Now I can go. I've been waiting all my life. I guess he must have had some sort of understanding that he was going to see the Messiah before he died. And he says, now I can go. Now I can go in peace. I've seen. And blessed are your eyes that see what you see. What have you seen? And I say, you know, as I've said many times, this is a theme I've repeated a few times from this little pulpit. You know, I hold the Blessed Sacrament up, right? And what do I say? Behold the Lamb of God, right? Behold. That means look. Look, behold, see, behold, the Lamb of God, and I hold the host up, and your eyes see, don't they? They see with faith, though. Open the eyes of my heart, may my eyes see with faith. What do we see? We see the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God here with us. And let me tell you something. Blessed are your eyes. If you see the Lamb of God, blessed are your eyes. Now the wise and the learned might not see it, but the childlike do. Unless you have the faith of a little child, you will not enter the kingdom. And it's not a simple faith, but it's a faith that receives the grace of God. You know, I think about our journey, right? Our journey, and I would love to, you know, I think about what I want to do with my priesthood, how I would like to, you know, what my hope is. My hope is to encourage people in their spiritual journey. And we need encouragement sometimes, don't we? We desperately need encouragement sometimes. And I'm thinking about the prophet Isaiah now. Now the prophet Isaiah, let's just for easy numbers, the 700s BC, 700 years before Jesus comes, prophet Isaiah. When did King David live? About 1000 BC. Okay, so about 1000 BC. And who was David's father? Jesse. So this is 300 years before Isaiah. Jesse had a son named David. And David took over the kingship from Saul. And David got all these wonderful promises from God about his house and his kingdom and how it would stand forever and how all of those things, right? And then what happened to David's kingdom? I mean, almost immediately, it goes into ruin and it goes into corruption and it's divided and they're fighting against each other, literally. The different tribes of Israel are warring against each other and worshiping idols and this and that, and it's horrible. And it's been that way for a while. And Isaiah says, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. We've all seen the stumps, haven't we? Let's just imagine a 300-year-old stump. And Isaiah says, a shoot is going to sprout from that. And a new king is going to come. And he describes this his kingdom. How much longer do we have to wait for that? 700 years. Because this is 700 BC, and who are we waiting on? We're waiting on Jesus. Now, who are we waiting on? We're waiting on Jesus. He's come. We've seen, right, the eyes of faith, and now we persevere on our journey. And I say to you, a shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse. And we live that, and we believe that. We're like Simeon waiting, and our eyes have seen, and we'll see today. I'm going to finish my homily by a little shameless personal advertisement. Okay, so today I have the privilege. I'm starting a radio program on Radio Maria. That's 88.1 in Biloxi, D'Iberville. And really, they have stations all over the country. It's a great privilege to be invited to do a little 30-minute segment. It's at 9:30, and so on Radio Maria. And my hope is it be a few minutes of encouragement and a little teaching. So encouragement and teaching. And so pray for me. That's one of the reasons I'm telling you all. Pray for me. Pray that I don't make an idiot out of myself, right? And that I don't run out of stuff to say. And that the radio works or the microphone works and all of those things. So anyway, we're trying to build the kingdom here, aren't we? And a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. And Jesus will return in glory.